Edom, less like the cheese and more like experimental dance and music. Get it? E-D-A-M. They've been showcasing their unique movement work in Vancouver since 1982, and their latest project is coming to the Vancouver International Dance Festival from March 1st till the 19th. This one's called Life Sentences, and supposedly this refers to the lifestyle of the artist and its consequences. So I asked Peter Bingham, the company's artistic director and choreographer, about this, and we talked about Edom's expertise in something called contact improvisation, and he explains how this piece is really about giving in to love and art. But first, is being an artist really like going to jail for life?
Well, it's often something that we can't avoid. Being an artist, artists are often driven and connected to their artistry through their life.
Yeah,
energy, I guess, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about how this. Where did this inspiration came from?
Well, the title just came from recognizing that I've been doing this work for 35 years, and that it's it really is a consequence, the work that we see today, of the 35 years invested. And it not like a life sentences isn't like a penalty as much as it is a statement that, you know, that the things I have to say have been developed over a lifetime.
I see.
And therefore the reflections on the work have been in relationship to those possible things that you have in your life that stay there for the whole thing, and that can include your parents. It can include the habits, your daily habits that have been there for as long as you can remember. Anything that sort of ties to you that you know that you would find difficult to escape from, even if you don't want to.
Right. Now, and I'm curious, how does that get expressed in movement? Because I asked the same question to Li Soufei when I interviewed her yesterday, and so I wanted to throw out the same question to you, which is, you know, do you start with an idea and sort of a concept, and then think, you know, here's a way I can express this, or here are some ideas I have on how to express this, or is it more organic, where you get on the stage and you just sort of try things out and see what works and what fits?
Well, for me, it's more organic in that I start working physically with the dancers. Mm-hmm. And through the process of doing that, it starts to remind me of things, and it makes me reflect on certain things, and then I start understanding, you know, what it is that I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And the life sentences thing came to me, the title came to me, and that became the content through the process of recognizing that I'm still working with the vocabulary and with the style of dance that I started with.
Mm-hmm.
35 years ago. And I was trying to make something different, something new, something fresh, and I realized that I was fighting myself. I was fighting my own instincts and my own possibilities, and also my own expertise, which I realized was kind of folly. So I decided to buy into my life sentences and see what was there, and I'm quite happy with the outcome.
Wow, almost like the idea of sort of submission, like in Islam, like apparently the word Islam means to sort of submit and sort of almost like give in to God.
Well, gosh, that's pretty heavy, but I think that I would say that what I'm doing is recognizing who I am.
Yeah.
You know, so that's giving into who I am as an artist, giving into the training that I've taken, giving into the love that I've had in my life, both personally and artistically.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I would go all the way. Giving into God is certainly a personal response. You know, I don't have any issues with that, honestly. But you know, I think when I'm dancing, I'm giving into God's gift to me, if you'd like.
Yeah.
You know, and my body and the way that it can move and the way that I can train bodies.
Now I have to ask you, you know, for people who don't know your work, it emphasizes flow and the cooperative exchange of weight between partners. It almost sounds like martial arts.
Yeah, it feels like a martial art too, actually.
Does it?
Yeah, very much so. It's very grounded. You're cooperating instead of fighting. That would be the main difference between this and a martial art. It's very athletic, and there's a lot of weight shifting and tumbling and jumping towards each other, catching each other. You know, and it's done as an improvisational form, as a lot of martial arts are, and it's also in this case done choreographically. So, you know, I make up the moves and we practice them and put them together in sequences. And
yeah,
and that's the work that I'm referring to, you know, the time that I've spent doing that art sport, if you would like to call it that, or a martial art form. The practice that I've put into that is what brings this work to life, you know. So,
art sport, I like that.
When contact improvisation was first invented, this guy named Steve Paxton invented it back in 1972.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they were labeling it at that point, was an art sport.
Wow.
Because it wasn't competitive, so they wanted to call it an art form, but it was athletic. So, but now we call it partnering, and it's a dance form.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of releasing to the floor, rolling on the floor, tumbling, swinging,
okay.
Thing called crescenting. Yeah.
So you kind of use, rather than a partner, you kind of use gravity and the ground as your partner.
Use gravity on the floor as your partner, you know, so it goes both ways.
Great.
And we do trio work and quartet work as well, I mean, just like any other dance form.
Hmm. All right, well, we've actually quickly run out of time. Is there anything you'd want to mention or add about the upcoming show?
I just hope people would be interested to come and see the work and enjoy the dancers and the dancing and some of the other art forms that we're playing with in the piece itself.
Okay, and that was Peter Bingham from Edom Dance Company talking about Life Sentences, which is coming to the Vancouver International Dance Festival from March the 1st until the 3rd. Begins at 8 p.m. and will be at the Roundhouse Performance Center. And you can get information about this show and tickets and all kinds of previews of all the dance shows at the festival at www.vidf.ca, which of course stands for Vancouver International Dance Festival. So that's www.vidf.ca.